Looking for something to do on the public holiday Monday? Well, you don't need to go any further than the Muswellbrook Race Club for Denman Cup Day. Joining me to have a chat about it is General Manager Dwayne Dowell. Dwayne, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Bear. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. Big day on Monday.
It is. Denman Cup Day is really, I guess, the official start of our spring racing season. So we've got the bigger events around Melbourne Cup Day, but Denman Cup Day, we've run this on the holiday Monday, the long weekend in October, for as long as I can remember.
Yep.
It's always one the Denman community really support. This year will be no different, except we're a bit limited on crowd. We can have up to 500 in the grounds for the day. So what that means this year in terms of changes that we will – probably allow some walk-ups, but if you want to ensure your spot, we just really recommend that you get online and order your general admission tickets.
Can you do that on the weekend?
Look, what we're only discussing this morning in the office, and we think that by the end of today we'll cut it off. I'm confident there'll be some room for some people to walk up, but you're probably thinking about 100 people. So I urge people, if they don't get online, we'll take them off sale tonight.
Yes.
And there still will be a limited amount available. We'll probably try and get some messages out on social media on Monday morning to say, look, this is how many tickets we got left.
Yep.
Feel free to come out. But tickets are selling pretty well. We've got a few hundred already coming along. So
excellent. How many races are we looking at on Monday?
Seven races. So gates open at 12:30. Our first race is at 1:39, and the Coolmore Denman Cup will be the feature later in the day. Always assembles a really good field. This year, certainly no exception. Some of the runners that are in this year's Denman Cup only raced at Muswellbrook a couple of months ago in the Benguela Cup. So there's some pretty good form lines that have come out of the Benguela Cup that are facing the starter again in the Denman Cup on Monday. So really looking forward to it. Track's in outstanding order. That little bit of rain we've had in the last few weeks is, you know, the grass is just jumping out of the ground. Bernie's doing an amazing job with him and his track team.
It's going to be pretty warm over the weekend and on Monday as well, so that should help firm it up just a little bit more.
Yeah, look, I know he's put a bit of irrigation down this week just to keep the growth going, but yeah, the ground temperatures are starting to warm up, and when the ground temperatures get up over 20 degrees, that's when the summer grasses are kaikia, which is what's on most people's lawns, really starts to jump out.
Yep.
So you'll see a really good track. A little bit of rain, maybe, I thought, but we'll just have to wait and see. But look, it'll be a fair track. It's back in the true position. So, looking forward to seven competitive races.
And anything else for the punters when they go out on the day, or is it just strictly racing at the moment?
Look, at the moment, because of COVID, we're sort of a bit tired. We can't really provide too much kids' entertainment, unfortunately, at the moment. So they've advised us, you know, you can't have jumping castles because there'll be spreads of germs and things like that, which I completely get. So really, I think for this day and heading towards Ladies' Day and Melbourne Cup Day, it is more the horses are centre stage, but notwithstanding that, on Denman Cup Day Monday, we'll have a bit of music playing in the grounds. It's just a really good finish to the long weekend, isn't it?
It is.
Just get out there and chill out under it. Our grounds are just in amazing shape. All the leaves are growing back on the trees now, so plenty of shaded areas. If you've got nothing to do on Monday, it's a really urge people to make the effort to come out. The grounds are in outstanding order.
I know who will be out there. I spoke to her just yesterday, Vicky from Cafe Mobilita.
Yes.
She is guaranteed to be out there because she won't miss a race day.
She's out there each and every race day with their amazing coffee. Yeah, they're great supporters of the club, and they're there every race day as well. We'll have a barbecue going for people that want some lunch options as well. We move on then to Ladies' Day on the 1st of November and Melbourne Cup Day on the 3rd of November, to probably bigger race days than Denman Cup Day. Tickets are selling really well for those 2 days. They're both very popular days, but I think given that there's 500 limits on those days as well, there's a little bit of FOMO starting to be generated, and really urge people, if they're thinking of going to one of those 2 days, to get online and book their tickets there as well. There's some really good platter packages, groups of six, so see if you can get a group of six together to come out, because the key thing with COVID when you come to the races at Skeletar Park during this period is that when you're eating and drinking, you have to be sitting down like you were in a pub or a club.
Yep.
Yes, you can get up and walk around, but you just can't have any food or drink on you at that time. So the best option is to reserve a table, and at least you've got a home base for the day. You can go up, watch the horses run past, then go back and enjoy a bevy and some lunch.
Table, bookies, watch the horse. Table, bookies, watch the
horse. Pretty much a constant rotation every 40 minutes.
That's how it works. All right, Devon Cup Day on Monday at the Muswellbrook Race Club. Tickets are on sale. They will probably be closing online tonight, but check on the social media for Monday to see if there's any leftovers. Dwayne Dowell, as always, thanks for popping in.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.